Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of This Week in Testing. It's Friday, the 18th of July, 2025. And today's episode, before we dive into that number, let me give you a little puzzle. So if you take the number of Test Bash talks, you divide that by the number of articles that are on the Ministry of Testing website, and then you take away the number of meetups that we currently have running across the multiverse, that number equals 99, and today's episode is indeed episode 99. So welcome. And then if anyone wants to go and check that mouse, that was just made up on the spot. So there we go. But anyway, this is episode 99. It's a very special episode. 99 is an important number in the world of Ministry of Testing. And as you can see, for those who are joining us live and saying hello in the chat, welcome. Thank you so much for joining us today. And for those who can see their screen, you may have noticed that there are lots of co-hosts today. And we want to take this episode as an opportunity to celebrate This Week in Testing, reflect on some fun memories from the past, encourage the co-hosts, the wonderful co-hosts who have been part of leading the way with This Week in Testing, to reflect on some of their experiences, share some of their stories, how they got into co-hosting, what they've learned throughout that process, and why perhaps there's opportunities for folks who are listening today that haven't co-hosted to come and join the co-host team and get stuck in and see how that might be able to help you and help others. So I can see in the chat there's, yeah, if we could get 99 people up on stage later, that would be fantastic. See if that's possible. But we shall see. I think we're going to have a little chit chat as the co-hosts for our wonderful listeners today. And let's see if we get to the point where we can bring people up on stage. I think we would love to, for people to share their experiences of what it's been like to be part of This Week in Testing and be part of the Motiverse. So let's see how things go. So I guess maybe if I can go back to the start. Yeah, so This Week in Testing, the concept of gathering as a community over a voice-only conversation, it started as an internal experiment here at Ministry of Testing, and we were like, how could we make it really straightforward every week for us to hang out as a community, just press a button and then you can join this thing and then we can have a chat and just be present with each other? Because we exist in many forms across the interwebs and in person. We just wanted to make it simple. So we tried a tool called Jamshelf. That didn't quite work out. I can't remember who was involved in testing it in the early days, but we embedded it into the club. It didn't work that well, if I remember correctly. Then we started hosting This Week in Testing on Twitter, when it was called Twitter. It was using the Twitter Spaces feature. So, you know, this is before Twitter became what it has become today. And I think at that point, it wasn't called This Week in Testing. It was just Ministry of Testing Twitter Spaces. But it was clear that the word twit was already there, ready to go, staring us in the face. And then we moved over to the LinkedIn audio only events, which is a feature that LinkedIn offered a while back. And I think at that point, we coined the term This Week in Testing and started using that. But they shut that service down at the end of 2024. So we thought, what event hosting platforms do we use for our other online events? We use Crowdcast. Yes, it's got a few bugs, which folks who are regular listeners might be aware of. But hey, it's a lot of fun exploring those bugs and seeing what's possible. So we moved over to Crowdcast, and then here we are today. And at one point, Rosie Sherry, who is the CEO and founder of Ministry of Testing, suggested that why don't we record these sessions? And this is back in the LinkedIn days, and record them and publish them as a podcast. And I was a little bit hesitant. I was like, oh no, but that's like pressure to record and things are on record and maybe that makes things a bit more complicated than they need to be. But I'm so glad we persevered and we have turned this into a podcast. So if folks are listening to this as the podcast, thank you so much for being a listener for all these months. We are very glad to turn this into a podcast, and it's a lovely way to celebrate anyone who joins the stage. They do get tagged as a contributor. They also receive a community star to say thank you and that appears on your Ministry of Testing profile page. So it's a nice way to share that you are contributing if you join and end up on the stage a given week. So this is where we're at with This Week in Testing. It's been an absolute privilege to host and also grow the co-hosting team. What a team it's been. So we have Ben Doan, Demi Van Malkot, Alexander Romanov, Mariam Safi, Natalia Burmai, Judy Mosley, and Rosie Sherry. And it's just been wonderful to work with these people. And also at one point in time, working with AJ Wilson as a co-host as well. So these people are wonderful, and they give up their time and effort to be part of this community and to encourage conversation, to help people share their voice and tell wonderful stories, and just to get up on stage and get out there and do brilliant things. So I wanted to celebrate those folks today and say thank you. And I can just see that Judy is part of the chat. Judy, let me make sure that you are marked as a co-host. One moment. I'm just going to do that whilst we are live. There we go. So Judy, you will join the stage as a co-host to come and join us and celebrate with us. Okay, folks, so that's a bit of a background. We've got a lovely chance here to celebrate this community and what we've all been up to over these years. Of the co-hosts, I wonder, Ben, I have a feeling that you and I first co-hosted together. So I think you were the OG co-host of This Week in Testing. Did I get that right, Ben?
Oh, I hope so. Now we've said it.
Historians will go and share.
Yeah, absolutely. It was definitely very early on, one of the first few LinkedIn ones. I definitely wasn't so involved pre-LinkedIn. I think I might have listened to one of the Twitter spaces, like one of them. I remember those being a thing before it was This Week in Testing, but definitely early on with the LinkedIn. Do you know what the best bit is for the historians? Those early ones weren't recorded. So let's just claim the truth.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, there is no evidence there. Maybe there's a spreadsheet somewhere behind the scenes where I wrote it down, but probably not. But yes, and Ben, what would you say, having been a co-host, what have you observed, what have you seen about the community that you experienced as a co-host? What are some things you could share today?
Absolutely. So the one thing I want to say is thank you everyone who is here live and really makes the effort to turn up and join in the conversation. So I think while I love it to podcast, anyone listening, kudos. Those of you who join in either through the text chat or especially coming on stage and joining in the conversation, what I've really loved to see is the way that has evolved. In the first few early days episodes, we had to put in quite a bit of effort to really encourage people and help them understand why coming on stage was a useful thing for them to do. And I think people in general were a bit nervous, but seeing the evolution of that, where there's now a really good pool of people who regularly come on stage, and then those people who now come and join for the first time, I think have maybe listened to a few already and they've really seen what it's all about. There's a really nice legacy for them to join into. So it really is so cool to see new people joining in and like giving them that opportunity to just join the conversation. Like the conversation has been so cool. And even more than that, when two or three, even four people are on the stage and they start self-regulating. And as a host, there was a couple of times where I could just kick back and the conversation would just go round quite organically. And that was very cool.
Totally. And I think it's, without getting too meta, it can certainly be a challenge as a host of an event like this, where you're like, you want to encourage people, but you've also got to stay quiet and not say too much, but you also want to acknowledge what someone shared, and you also want to get someone else up, and it's, but you don't want to shut someone down if they're on a roll. It's a hosting dilemma, but to be honest, it's an absolute honor and privilege to have that challenge, right? That's part of it. And I think, as you say, Ben, the community is wonderful at like giving people space and saying, right, I've said my bit, like over to someone else. And talking of which, Demi, perhaps you could share some of your experiences as well as being a wonderful co-host.
Okay. I think what I like most about it is that when I first started like lurking a bit in the chats of Twitch and stuff like that, I started noticing that you guys were welcoming to everyone. Like, it didn't matter how much experience they had, what role they have, anyone and everyone is welcome on stage to share. As the first time I joined in, I've been a tester for maybe a bit more than a year. So I was like, oh no, is there something that I can share that the people would want to hear or that can contribute? But you were all welcoming and so assured that no matter what I had to share, like, it's a valid experience and everyone can learn from it, or you can maybe see, oh, I've had that too. And it's amazing that I get to help build that I can encourage others to come on stage and share, no matter how long it's been that they joined the community or how little or how much experience they have. Everyone is welcome on stage to ask questions, share experiences, join in on the discussion. And that is what I love most about Twits.
Love it. And it really rings true. It's a bit analogous to how things work at Test Bash. So Test Bash being a conference that Ministry of Testing run and host, an in-person conference, where I guess other conferences may have keynote speakers and amplify keynote speakers. Really, we don't really have that concept. And it's like everyone has a voice, as you say, Demi, no matter their experience. It's for us, it's like, it's just the norm. Everyone has an opportunity to share something. Everyone has a lived experience. Everyone has an opportunity to teach other people. No matter what they share, we can reflect on that and learn from them. And I've seen that happen so many times this week in testing. Like, I'm like in behind the scenes scrambling to take notes. I'm like, oh yeah, like the whole time on mute, I'm like nodding and saying yes out loud. Those moments will spark more things, like whether we start a conversation on the club, the forum that we have at Ministry of Testing, or it sparks a chat in the Ministry of Testing Slack, or it sparks a blog post, or it sparks a post on LinkedIn or other social platforms. Like, it can all stem from an hour's conversation, which I think is pretty magic. I'm trying to think of other places or other contexts where that can happen, where it just becomes a treasure trove of like knowledge exchange and support. It just makes people feel good. You know, I'll be honest, there's some days where I'm like, oh, low energy. It's been a busy week. I've got a host. And while that sounds like I'm not grateful, so I certainly am. As soon as we start chatting on This Week in Testing, and as soon as like it's over, there's a buzz and there's an energy and we're like, yes, that was so cool. And it's just so good to connect on this level. Yes, it is very much a different experience from meeting up in person. Of course it is. But the chance we get to catch up on a call each week is wonderful. And it brings energy and it brings joy, to just be frank. So yes, loving it. Thank you for sharing that, Demi. I don't know who to go to next, but I will just, looking at my screen, Mariam. I'd love to hear from you, Mariam.
Hi.
Hello.
I have been on, This Week in Testing, even before becoming co-host, is what had been a great experience for me. And I think what you said about you inviting everyone to share their experience. And I was like, after a few months of listening to This Week in Testing, I was like, but I wasn't really testing because I was unemployed. But so what can I share with everyone? And I wanted to contribute, but I didn't know how. And then came the one of my highlights of when listening to This Week in Testing, the origin story. You suggested 99 talk about origin stories, and I think that was my first contribution, Simon. And of course, I was writing something to share on the club about the origin stories, and you suggested to give a 99 talk, and I was, yes, this is my chance. I'm going to go for it, and that was my first contribution, and it was like a great contribution, and I didn't stop contributing from that moment. until Simon one day invited me to co-host. And I was like, wow, this is big for me, because co-hosting, it's a sign of trust, and to invite someone to co-host with you. And I waited a little bit, and then I went for it. I am really happy to contribute by co-hosting This Week in Testing, because This Week in Testing was the door I discovered the Metaverse with. I was a This Week in Testing listener before becoming a Metaverse or a citizen of the whatever. So I'm really grateful for the opportunity to co-host with you, awesome people.
Oh, you're an awesome person, Mariam. I love it. I'm so glad you're up for it. That's brilliant. Yeah, the origin story. Wow, that's so cool. That's so cool. Yeah, that was fun. That was fun. We should do more of that. I think there's something to be said about origin stories. It just emphasizes the diversity we have as a community. We all come from different walks of life and backgrounds and experiences, and we should celebrate that, right? It's like, it's part of the core and the essence of this community. So yeah, we should do more of that. Let's do more of that. Alexander, so I'd love to hear from you. And I guess for those who might not be familiar, Alexander is a podcast host of his own podcast, which is amazing. So it was lovely when Alexander was up for joining the co-host crew. And I wondered if there's any sort of differences you have found co-hosting this type of event and perhaps your own podcast.
Hi, Simon. Hi, everybody. It's very nice to be here co-hosting and to talk to such a wonderful audience. And yes, I can say that it is totally different, but in a good way. So when you are podcasting or creating your own podcast, then you can prepare like your plan. You know what you'll talk about, and it is like more prepared. But here, when you are co-hosting, you get much more energy from people who are joining the stage, because each person who gets on stage, who talks, has their own different story and their own unique experience. And that's, I think, the biggest benefit that we can get, like everybody we can get from listening and participating in This Week in Testing. And that was basically how I started the co-host and participating in this event, in This Week in Testing. So it was, I think, last year I joined a few times the events that were in LinkedIn. And that was a point when I realized that I want to contribute an article. And after an article, I get more and more involved with this beautiful organizers, editors from Ministry of Testing. And after that, yeah, I started to co-host. And it is an incredible thing, because first of all, this is like a welcoming community where you can just chat about testing, that you can talk about anything related to testing, or not only the testing, but anything beyond. And also you can ask questions, you can ask advices, and there are a lot of people who can help you with your questions, because nevertheless, we all have unique experience, but some experience can help other people. So my advice, do not hesitate to talk in the chat, to get your hand up and get on the stage, because this is very good for everybody, and we can help each other in many ways just by listening and like providing some feedback on what you are asking. Yeah, that's my experience with the Ministry of Testing and This Week in Testing event.
That's great, Alexander. Thank you for sharing. Yeah, I just think there's been so many moments where somebody has joined the stage and they've just gone for it. And then everyone's rallied around that person to, in an inclusive and welcoming way, just share their thoughts and experiences. And that person is free to choose to take on that advice or ignore it or whatever. But most of the time, folks have gone like, oh, wow, like you really genuinely helped me. And then people have connected after the event and had conversations. You see those relationships growing and building. It's like it creates sparks, and that's really cool. And we should continue to embrace those moments when these community sparks happen and work on them, because it does take time and it does take effort. But there's something very satisfying about being able to support other people and help them out. And it feels good. It's just a really good feeling to be able to do that. So long may that continue. Judy Mosley, it's good to see you on stage with us today. How are things going? And yeah, how have things been with you as a co-host of This Week in Testing?
Yeah, I was sitting here thinking about just the progression. I'll start off with a very funny story. So I'd been familiar with Ministry of Testing for a while, and I had read a few articles, and there's one video that it's like my all-time favorite. I can't remember it off the top of my head right now, but I can certainly link it later. And the first time I joined This Week in Testing, I had already started writing on my blog, and I'd started writing out of desperation. It wasn't because I thought I had a lot to contribute. It was because I had switched a lot of organizations, and what I would write was valuable to me. And so I hated that I lost my documentation every single time. So I started writing. And the first time I joined This Week in Testing, Simon, you pointed me out. And I guess I had been marketing myself enough to get noticed a little bit. And at the time you said, hey, there's Judy Mosley and she writes it. Failure is feedback. And I was literally brushing my teeth. And I was like, oh no, am I going to have to get on stage? I started spitting out my toothpaste and I didn't know what was going to happen. But he didn't ask me on stage. And I don't think I joined that time because it was so unexpected and I didn't know what to do. But what I found is that as I started joining This Week in Testing and saying things in the chat, and then I think the first time I got on stage, that I do deal with nerves, and I like being honest about that because I think people think that they have to do it when they're not nervous, but I don't know when I'm not nervous. Maybe when I'm sleeping. I'm a pretty good sleeper, but I've just learned that the only way to know if what you're contributing is valuable is to talk about it and share it. And being asked to be a co-host, that was scary too, but it was a reminder that what my experience and what I have to offer is valuable, or otherwise I wouldn't have been asked. So I just want to specifically say to those that do get nervous and get scared, that's totally fine. And you can raise your hand anyway. And you can, if you need to take baby steps, type in the chat and maybe be on stage for 5 minutes. You can say, hey, I just want to be here for a couple minutes just to see what if you can test it. You can test and see what it feels like. But yeah, I have felt so welcome. And I'm just so grateful for the people that I've met. And yeah, that's been my experience with This Week in Testing. It's been wonderful.
Love it, Judy. Thank you for sharing. It's a wonderful story. That would have been a lot of pressure to, as you're brushing your teeth, get on stage. Oh my goodness. But I'm so glad though that you've gone for it and totally acknowledge feeling nervous about getting up on stage and speaking, and I'm particularly co-hosting something like this. I should be straight up with every listener today. I get nervous every episode, particularly this one. Flipping heck, it's episode 99. There's a bit of extra pressure there. And I'm still nervous right now. Keeping an eye on the chat, making sure that everyone's okay. Is it going all right? Like, I think it is, by trying my very best not to get caught up in that, get too caught up in that, and just embracing it for what it is. We're humans, we're fallible, we are trying our best, and that's it. And I feel people can experience stuff. And I love your advice, Judy, test it out, just test it in production, like pop on stage for a little bit, see how it feels, and then jump off if you need to. Even honestly, if someone joined the stage and they just had a total freak out and shut their browser and disconnected, I'm sure as co-hosts, we'd be like, oh, that person has gone into some technical difficulties, and we move on. We wouldn't make it a big deal. It would just be, let's move on. And then we check in with that person afterwards. It's okay. So yeah, I'm so glad you're part of the crew, Judy. It's wonderful. And good to see, yeah, more of your writing. And I encourage folks to go check out where everyone is writing, really. It's great to see that people put their thoughts to digital paper and get stuff out there, because it is always helpful to read those things. Great. I'm going to hand over to Rosie Sherry. So Rosie, you're the founder of Ministry of Testing, right? And yeah, I can only imagine it's a little bit strange for you to think, hang on a minute, I started this thing those many years ago, and all these people are talking about the positive stuff. Like, speaking openly and honestly, if you're okay with that, like, how does that feel? You build something literally from zero, like nothing existed, to where things are now, and TWiT being part of the bigger picture of the Motiverse.
It's wild.
Yeah.
It's amazingly wild. Yeah, so I guess context, like, 2007 was when I first started fiddling around with the idea of testing community. And mostly it was because I was a tester at the time and I had discovered community as a thing. And I was like, oh, how can I combine the two to have a bit of fun? And then to think that, like, where we are now, I love everything about MOT at the moment. I absolutely love TWiT. Every week, people showing up. I love the Motiverse, what we're building. I think we're really building something different, something special. And yeah, what a privilege, I think, that we're, I don't know what to say. So what a privilege to be able to serve the community and to keep doing it and be able to keep doing it. I don't know what else to say apart from that. I love what we're doing, and I just hope we keep getting the support and people see what we're doing, and what we're doing is different. And we joke about saying that there's simply nothing else like it, only in the Motiverse. And we're trying to tap into that language to keep believing, to build something special, because to be honest, the alternatives out there at the moment aren't great. And I guess I'm trying to be, I would say we as a team are trying to be audacious and create something that's completely different, because everything else out there, I don't feel is great. But yeah, it's tough as well. I won't deny it. Trying to build a business, trying to make the financials work, trying to change constantly as the world changes. It's just, oh God, holy cow. But yeah, I love it. I wouldn't change it for the world. So thank you, everyone.
Ah, thank you, Rosie. You got this. We got this. That's the point, right? We kind of work on stuff together, do stuff together, do a lot of experimentation, see what's possible. And I would say This Week in Testing is a good example of, if folks are up for it and they want to get involved, they can. And that's how it works when we co-create stuff and collaborate stuff together. And there's countless examples of that happening in the community right now. Let's take Software Testing Essentials Certificate. The contributors to that, just incredible people that have real knowledge and have been up for contributing and to pass on that knowledge to the next generation of software testers. I think, let's take another example, Ben, what Ben has done with Software Testing Live, like demoing real testing, really happening for reals, is amazing. All of this stuff is coming from within the community, and our role as Ministry of Testing, the organization, is to spot what people are up to, the good things that people are up to, and help amplify them and co-create with them and make stuff happen. And it's just exciting. it's just exciting. That's the simplest way I can describe it. But also, yeah, nerve-wracking, because it is a business at the end of the day, and we've got to keep things moving, and we've got to grow, and all of that stuff that comes with being a small business. So we do rely on people's support, and we do encourage people to do things that help us grow as an organization, because the more we grow, the more good stuff that can happen, and the more opportunities we could take to improve the product and the service and all the things that we are capable of doing. It's exciting. So thanks for sharing, Rosie. I know I put you on the spot there and gave you no preparation behind the scenes. I thought, well, as you're up on stage, why not ask that very direct question? Ben, it looks like you... Rosie, go for it. Yep.
Sorry. Yeah, I wouldn't mind. I didn't like one more like food for thought. As I was building MOT, like I intentionally stayed behind the scenes as much as I could. And it's only in the past year that I've really been forced almost to step up more to do public speaking in the context of MOT. I had done some before for community type stuff, but I've never been on a test bus stage as an example. I use that stage for myself, where I always had this focus of putting others on stage, and that continues to be my focus. But with this journey, like building a business is really difficult, and I've been forced to step out of my comfort zone, host things like Twit reluctantly, but again, like you say, I always feel positive afterwards. Doing more talks externally, we did a talk at MOT London about STEC, for example. I've never done that before.
The MOT.
Hosting the Leading with Quality conversations and loving it so much more than I would have ever realized. And doing all those things, forcing myself to do that as a woman in tech, as a mother in tech, 5 kids, as a neurodivergent in tech, all of these things are really helping me find myself. And I think that's a lot of people want. Know that, or they'll assume that I've been doing this for years and years, but I haven't. I've just been trying to find my own way through doing this little bits at a time. And I think everyone can do that. And that's the point of it. That's the point of 99-second talks. That's the point of giving variety ways of getting people to contribute. And it's the point of just generally being welcoming and supporting and giving people the opportunity. Because we all have to start somewhere, and we just need that confidence and a community, basically, that has their back, that will keep them going. So yeah, I'll stop now.
Ah, so good. So good. You got the stage, Rosie. It's all yours. It's wonderful. Wonderful to hear that. And yeah, celebrate your achievements. Yeah, it goes without saying. It's incredible. Wow. So where next? So we have just doing a quick time check in a true sense of co-hosting of This Week in Testing. It wouldn't be an episode if I didn't do a time check. So we got about 15 or so minutes to go. Mariem, I think yourself and Ben unmuted at one point. So Mariem, you go for it. I think you've unmuted right now. Please jump on in.
Yeah, thank you. So for Rosie, your training, you are, I already, I think, mentioned that this, but you're helping us train for public speaking, and here, and you are training with us, giving us the opportunity. So I, like I mentioned it before, I think I totally agree. But I want to say something else about inviting us to co-host the, and it's the very essence of the MOT. Unfortunately, the podcast isn't just about community, but it's made with the community, and it is the very essence of the metaverse. You spoke about how everything is, we are doing this, the metaverse is the sum of all our efforts, and that reinforces the sense of ownership and belonging to this community. I hope I was clear. My thought was clear. That's it.
Certainly clear for me. Rosie, jump on in.
Yeah, I would say thank you. Yes, it's clear. I like what you said about doing it together. I think that's one of the things that I'm trying to get better at, or we're trying to get better at MOT. It's like community is like the heart of everything. And I do believe that community has the potential to change how we do everything. And yes, we create education, do search, we have conferences, we publish articles, all of that's learning. But a big part of learning is also showing up and getting outside of your comfort zone. So we're applying that thinking to what we're doing at the Motoverse. And we're being a lot more intentional these days with inviting people to contribute to not just Twitter, but even like leading with quality recordings, for example, or just going through with a list of customers basically and finding who's never spoken. And we're getting the new voices out there, and I think that's so important, and that's such a valid part of our professional development. And that's partly why I think we are different and will be even more different the more
we double down
on this. It's like, it's not just content, it's people and community development that then serves not just our industry of quality and testing, but the whole software industry. And because Deborah Sherwood has said, like, her husband's a developer and he's jealous of the testing community support that she has. But isn't it amazing that we have this community and that we can potentially, through our work, we can influence the quality of software across the whole world? And when I think of what we're doing from that perspective, I want other people to see that, because I think we can do that. And at the moment, I do believe we can do that. And that's where my head is that we can lead with quality and we can influence literally the whole world. Others might not see that, but we will, and we can do that. And I didn't think this would have been possible even a couple of years ago, but the way I see quality going,
yeah,
we could become the best tech community out there, not just testing, but tech. So yeah, maybe others can believe with us and whatever comes with it, but it's interesting to think with that mindset now. And I would have never thought like that just a few years ago. That's pretty cool.
It's very cool indeed. Yeah, and I love the opportunity we should take to zoom out and think really bigger picture and the impact we have as humans on other humans. It can be extremely positive. Think of all those folks out there who are using all sorts of different software in many different industries, many different contexts, that we can influence that. And that is something pretty damn special, to put it bluntly. So yeah, when we think of it in those terms, it's incredible stuff. If we want to leave a mark on this planet, then that's certainly one way to do it. And I think we are doing that collectively, which is cool. A real purpose, a real sense of we can genuinely make a difference. It's really cool. Ben, I believe you unmuted at one point. Would you like to still share some thoughts? Or I can... Yes, please do go for it, Ben. Thanks.
Thank you. Thank you, Simon. Yeah, no, I'm really glad that you took a moment there to pass back to Rosie for that additional contribution there before coming to me, because that was so cool. Thank you for sharing with us, Rosie, more of the story, your origin story, and especially your origin story as now more engaging within the speaking and sharing the stage. And that's really what I was wanting to say from a different tangent was, you mentioned, Simon, about software testing live. And I just wanted to thank everyone in this audience watching now and all of you lovely hosts, some of which have joined software testing live or on stage or watching, because it definitely many of the people who have joined me so far on software testing live have been people that I've either met or definitely engaged much more with through Twit. And that's where I thought, oh, I know this is a person I can invite to come and join the stage with me and do some software testing live. Yes, especially yourself included, Jane. Big shout out. So it's a very cool to have the crossover there. And it made me think, along with what Rosie was saying, that so it's not always about taking the stage, but sometimes, and this is the great privilege of being a host, it's about sharing the stage and inviting others onto the stage with you, so you can create those right conditions, that right environment to be able to give other people that platform to speak. And it's really a very fulfilling privilege to have to be given this fantastic stage for Ministry of Testing and be able to share it in order to bring other people in and bring other voices from the community in. So I just want to say thank you, because I think that's very cool.
You make a really good point there, Ben. The kind of, and I think it connects with us as testing quality professionals, like this sort of systems thinking approach where how can we join up this particular thing with that thing and how are things connected? And you highlight a really good example where one thing over here can make something else easier over there. Or maybe in a software context, it might be the other way around. One thing over there will make it harder for something over there. But I think in the world of community, it tends to be if something happens over there, it can make things easier or more inviting for another thing over there in that part of the community. So we have part of our principles of Ministry of Testing is always be inviting. It's how we just think like we should always be inviting. That's a given. That's our approach, and always be asking. And if we ask and folks are like, oh, not right now, and it's no worries. Like, we're ready when you're ready. And that's cool. And other times, like, people are like, I'm not so sure about that, but let's give it a go. And we're like, cool, let's give it a go. Yeah. And then good stuff happens. And I think trying to create spaces and things where it makes it easier for people to do something different in a different context is part of, it's definitely part of This Week in Testing. As a co-host, it's been amazing. I've met so many wonderful people, like brilliant people who are doing really good stuff. And that would have never happened had it not been for This Week in Testing. So I'm so glad it exists and we continue to do it. Yeah, I think it's always been about trying to keep this as simple as possible. Sometimes we have a special edition episode like this one today where we reflect on things. Most weeks, as we said last week, myself and Natalia Burmai, who couldn't be here today, we have This Week in Testing Classic, where it's a typical session where folks get up on stage and talk about their week and ask questions and we discuss topics and explore stuff. Then we also have some specials where look at what's happening at Test Bash and we share some thoughts about how to get the most out of a conference. We have other special editions, say, on leadership. And so I feel we've still got many opportunities to have many more conversations and explore topics that matter and support each other. Like, I can think of a number of times where folks have come up on stage and say, look, I'm open to work. I'm feeling a bit nervous saying this in public, but I'm open to work. I'm looking for help. And the whole of the community, the This Week in Testing people in particular, have rallied around that person and helped amplify that person and support them continually as they look for their next opportunity. So yeah, there's many, many parts to it where it helps simplify stuff that's happening elsewhere. So it's great. It's great to see that happening. So we have about 5 minutes or so to go before we finish up today's special edition, episode 99. Can't quite believe we're there, but we are there and it's wonderful. So just as a heads up, we're going to take a little bit of a break over the next few weeks. So the next This Week in Testing, the live one, will be back on the 15th of August. So just take a little bit of time off. Please do come back. We'll be ready to go. And also, yeah, be mindful of some of the events that are happening with Ministry of Testing. So if you go to ministryoftesting.com/events, you can always see what's happening there when it comes to other opportunities for events that are happening across the Motiverse. And do head over to ministryoftesting.com. If you don't head there daily, there's new stuff happening every day. Maybe two or three or four things, new things will appear on that homepage. So it's constantly changing. There's lots of exciting things happening all across the Motiverse. So if you are new to Ministry of Testing or the Motiverse, welcome. And we're grateful that you're listening and joining with us today. Please do get involved, find opportunities to try things out, explore, experiment. And also for our professional members, if you see someone doing something good, you can administer or reward them with a community star. This is a fairly new feature. It's a lovely feeling. You can award a community star to that person, say thank you, and share a little message of gratitude to that person, to give them a little message to say thank you and congrats on doing that thing. So we encourage folks to get stuck in awarding community stars. Maybe off the back of this session, you could go and award some community stars to say thank you if you like. Great, folks. We are coming towards the end of this. Now, I did promise one person who is in the audience who has had a bit of trouble with their microphone on previous episodes to join us. So I'm going to see if Gary Hawkes is available. Gary, let me see if I can invite you to the stage to test out your microphone. I think we cracked it this week on a little bit of a test in production earlier on. Let's get Gary up on stage and see if we can hear from Gary, because he's been trying for a few weeks now. Gary, if you can hear me, you have received an invitation to join the stage. You're welcome to join us and to see if we can hear you today. I really do hope this works. This would be a lovely way to round off today's special edition episode. Here we go, folks. The anticipation is real. Gary, how has your week in testing been? Oh, it's so close. I can hear some noise. I don't know if that's a microphone background noise. We can see that Gary has joined the stage. Gary, if you can hear me, we are looking to hear you. And we're hoping we can make this happen. Oh, I don't think we quite hear you there, Gary. If you want to try again, please do give it a go. It wouldn't be a This Week in Testing if we didn't have at least some tech issues during the episode. So please hang on in there, folks. Yes, some advice coming in the chat. Ah, some people frustrated that Gary was not able to connect. Try connecting headphones. Turn it off and on again. Is it the audio channel overflow? The test is failing. Yes, there are issues happening. So Gary, it did work. Yeah, we proved it earlier on this week, Gary. We did get it working, but we tried again in a different environment. And this is what happens. And this feels like analogous to the world of testing, where we're like, but we tried it and it was totally fine here. And we're in a different scenario and it didn't work here. So Ben, please
Simon,
jump in.
Are you really saying that it worked on his other machine? This worked on his machine and then now it's not working on his other machine.
Literally saying that, yes. It's a classic.
That's brilliant.
It is a classic moment, and not so classic in the sense that, Gary, you're unable to share with us, but we will get you working. We will get it working. I'm determined to make sure we can get you up on stage and get you sharing your knowledge with us, Gary. But for now, I think we do have to park things for now. Ben, please do jump on in. I notice you're unmuted.
I'm just going to say, what we need now is just a series of talks that are X person with Gary, but they're just on their own and they just talk themselves. But you just have to have Gary as the second person in all future solo conversation.
Yeah. Oh, totally. Gary, I can see in the chat for those following along live today. So sorry, I use my own laptop, Gary. It's no worries. We're just sorry that you weren't able to get things, or we were unable collectively to get things working. Yeah, episode 100. That's it. That's the key one. That's the important one. It will happen. But thank you. All right, folks, we are going to wrap things up today. Thank you so much to the co-hosts. What an incredible bunch of people who have so many good things to share, so many good ways of building inclusivity into this community and welcoming people over the many months that we've been running This Week in Testing. It's been a privilege to have those opportunities to co-host with you and for you to co-host with each other. It's been lovely to see that and to listen into some episodes as a attendee. So that's all I can say for now is thank you so much for being part of the crew. And thank you to everyone who's joined today on this special edition, episode 99 of This Week in Testing. Very much appreciate all the chat happening. It's lovely to see so much chat going on. And we look forward to hearing from you all soon. In the meantime, we're going to say goodbye and sign off this week's episode of This Week in Testing. Take care, folks. Bye for now.